We saw in the Mevoi L'Shar Shlishi, we learned that there's such a thing called Avoida Protus. We learned that a person has to fix his midas in order to combine himself with Torah. We learned that a person has to fix his midas in order to do mitzvahs. We learned that everybody has their own battles. We learned that everybody has to fight their own battles. Everybody has to wear an Avodas Hashem, which is appropriate for them. We learned that the Gedolei Olam weren't fakers, and they didn't try to chop everything all at once, and each one found the Mahalas, which was custom tailored for them, which was suited for them. They didn't do more than they were able to do. They didn't do less than they were able to do. And we learned last week an astounding Hakdama from the Shmaitza that having an Avodas Protus is life itself. Having your own private Avodah Pratis, not copycatting and initiating your own Avodah Pratis, is a simon of Chaim, is a simon that Hashem is alive. That's going to get into the introduction that there is such a concept called an Avodah Pratis and the necessity for it. We're going to start now. Psicha L'Avodah Pratis. The Psicha L'Avodah Pratis, as you're going to see, is not the Avodah Pratis itself. And when we're going to learn the Avodah Pratis, it's also not going to be the Avodah Pratis itself. Because after we have the Psicha, we have another Mevoi. But the Psicha for the Avodah Pratis, I'm going to call it a U-turn. Why is it a U-turn? Because before you start the Avodah Pratis, you have to start to turn your life inwards, as we're going to see in the Psicha. Psicha L'Avodah Pratis. Yoseh Ma'asher B'Sha'arim HaKoidim. There's a very, very, very tifazach in the following paragraph. I'm only going to learn this paragraph today. I want to try to explain and understand it. Yaseh me'asher b'sha'arim ha'koidvin, more than in the previous sha'arim in this sefer, anu nichnasim b'sha'ar zeh, we are going into this sha'ar, l'toich olameinu ha'pnimi, into our internal world. Hein, tzadeinu ha'rishoin, our first step, b'vetzein ha'protet, before we begin to work on ourselves and find out what our problems are and custom tailor all types of aces. The first step in Avodah Pratis is limoid, to learn, to understand, ki ani, quote unquote, me, I, zehu olam ali, is an entire world. Ein ha'ani, the me, is not just rak oisef tguvois, a collection of responses. The ani, the me, ich, zich, is not just a collection of responses al ha-misrachesh, on things that happen michutzaloi, outside of me. The oisef sheifis, and a collection of desires and ambitions, l'mashach l'tumenu, the things that are outside of me. Loi, no. Ha-ani atzmoi, me, myself, hine oilam ha-chai chayim atzmim, is a world that lives an independent world. For most people, Ne'alam Kolil is completely hidden. Olam Pnimi Zeh, this internal world. Roiv B'nei Adam, most people, Chayim Eschayim, live their lives, B'kivon, in the direction, Ela Olam Hachitzayim, to the outside world. Ve'im Mefachadim Lahapach is Kivon Chayim Pnima. They're afraid to turn the direction of their lives, Kivon, Chayim, the direction of their lives inside, El Atzim, to themselves. B'lu Rakashoy, even for a minute. B'ikr, for the most reason, for the most part, Mitoch Slida, because of a disgust or an allergy, Bifnei Olam HaNister, the hidden Vazar of strange world, shall atma themselves. Very strong words here. I want to explain what he means to say. Yisrael Salanter speaks about this also in one of his letters. When a person says, I, okay, I'm going to say two steps, two things. When a person says, and I'm going to say two steps, what he, I'm going to explain very briefly what he means to say. Then I'm going to explain why this introduction is critical. It's critical to any sort of avodah pratis or any muzzle. A person says the following sentence, I want. Does the word I have any meaning without the word want? That means, what are you? Do you exist without the want? I want. I'm going. I'm seeing. So for most people in the world, what he's saying is the word me has no meaning without the verb that comes after it, I want. I don't know if it's a verb or not, I forgot already. I mean, it's an adverb maybe, no? Rabbi Wolf, you were excelled. What? At least you're a London. Yeah. He says, look inside what he says again. Ein ha'ani, he's telling us what it's not, Nebuch. Ein ha'ani is rak oisif teguvos ala misrachish v'utzav. The ani, the me, is not just a collection of responses to what's happening on the outside, but oisif she'ifis, and a collection of desires to what's outside of me. And most people in the world, including ourselves, the word I only has meaning because I want. I'm doing, I'm going, I desire, I have a taiva. Is there a me that exists without wanting something on the outside, without being happy from something on the outside? Is there a me, Batson? We'll give a practical muscle. If I would take you and put you in a place where for the rest of your life you're never going to see anybody, never talk to anybody, never have anything to want, to desire, to look forward to have a cheshik for, a taiva for, period. In Ireland, stick you with intravenous, you get nutrients, in the morning cornflake nutrients, lunchtime tuna fish, Tuesday schnitzel, Wednesday fish, Thursday whatever, supper time parava, get intravenous, you're stuck, rest of your life you're stuck there. What would be the reaction of most people? I disconnect you from all your outside stimulus which surround us. Socially, people, tithes for COVID, for money, for a nice suit, looking forward to where you're going for Shabbos. There's nothing to look forward to. There's nothing going on. Period. Seder? No way. Nothing. There's no first Seder, there's no second Seder, there's no night Seder. There's nobody around to say you're nasty, there's nobody to say you're nice, nobody to say you look good, nobody to say you didn't shake. Nothing. Garnished. What would happen to most people? They'd be depressed. Right? Why would they be depressed? Why would they be depressed? Not because they're bored. Because they wouldn't exist. They don't exist. They don't exist. They're gone. They're finished. Because their whole existence, their whole zich, their whole sense of existence comes from the fact that they want things, they're looking forward to something, they have people around them who they say something and they react back to them. That's what they exist. They don't exist, Batson. Their whole existence is nothing more than, I read inside, oisef teguvas ala misrachish, reaction to things that happen around me. Somebody says, I react. An event happens, I react to it. Or oisef she'ifas, or desires to things that I don't have. That's what they are. That's what I am. That's my mahos. That's what I exist for. You take that away from me. You take away the ability to want things. You take away the ability to desire. You take away things for me to react to, outside stimulus, people who I hate, love. So I don't exist. Finished. Dead. No pulse. There's nothing to live for. There's no life. Now, if you take, let's say, a yid, like Rabbi Aaron Leib, Steinman, take Rabbi Yehuda Rosh Hashiva, and do the same thing to them. Would anything change mitzvah their mood or their matzah? What do you think? What do you think? Take Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman, put him on an island. He doesn't need the intravenous. He doesn't live anywhere or anything. Take Rosh Hashiva's angles on Tushtark. You put him on an island. There's nobody around. No yeshiva. You guys, busy man, right? A whole day coming in, coming out. Chabuas, busy shy, busy that, pachol. Nothing. Go on, put him on an island. There's nothing there. There's nobody there. No Americans, no Israelis, no Russians. Garnished. For the rest of the life. Would it change his mood if he was there? There's nobody to talk to, there's nothing to react to, there's nothing to do, there's nothing to strive for, to do, there's no plan, no buildings being built. Nobody to say a shiur for, nobody to say he's had a good shiur, he's had a bad shiur, he's not nice, he's good, nice, he's too strict, he's not strict enough, he doesn't matter when the shiur, he doesn't matter, nothing, garnished, you're gone. Never going to see anybody again. Would it change their mood at all? What was I going to say? Is my hashara is that these people are living already on an island. And if you would take them and put them by Leif Steinman on the deep island, the deep Pacific, and tell them, Adnitach Netzachim, you're stuck here, finished. With no external stimulus around of any sort, he would just do exactly the same thing he's doing now. Chazer Baba Kama, and then he would Chazer Bechoyrus, and then he would do his daily day of Musar, and then he would Davin, and he'd think about Akash Baruch Hu. He would do the same thing he's doing now. Why? Because his Etzem Zich, his sense of who I am and his sense of I is not based on I want, and not based of I think that what you did is stupid or what you did is good. His sense of zichi is be'etzem me. As opposed to us, that when we say the word I, we mean the me that wants something, not me be'etzem. Alright? You understand what I'm saying? Now, a person who doesn't understand this and who's now, we're not going to get in the next few years, some of you will be saying, halavai, I'm already getting old, so I'm not going to be what I call, I'll probably be on an island, I'll probably be partially depressed. Probably wouldn't have all you people around here to come listen to me. So that would be a traumatic thing for me, because Nebuch, I'm not Rabbi Leib Tymon. But to get to that darga of where your sense of etzem existence, I'm talking about depression here, by the way, I'm talking about ruchnius, I'm talking about being depressed. I'm not worth anything. I don't have anything in myself. That is a very hard thing to get to. But he's talking about an extremist the other way, where your entire existence and your entire sense of self and your entire sense of what gives me a value is this of Oisef Teguvas. You're nothing more than a bunch of reactions to things that are going on around you. And you're nothing more than a bunch of she'ifas to things that you don't have yet. And other than that, the word I has no meaning. That means if I can't want that, and if I can't go there, and I can't react to this, hate, love, things around me, then I have no value. What else is there to me besides that? Something very scary. Everybody has to make a cheshbon nefesh deep inside of him. Does he have something inside him more than that? Does he have what's called a lameinu hapnimi in the first sentence? Does he have an internal world that stands on its own 2 feet for itself? Or not? It's very scary. How scared are we to be left on an island alone? Something to think about. A person who's deathly scared, most people aren't honest with each other. So most people, not with each other, with themselves. With each other, they're not honest either, but they're not honest with themselves. Most people are not honest with themselves. Think deep there. Maybe for an hour you would last, a half an hour. Think about being there a week, a month. I'm not talking about being lonely. I'm talking about that. Say that. I'm not talking about being lonely. I'm talking about be'etzem. Do you exist? Do you have meaning? Does your life have meaning? Now, a person whose entire meaning and entire sense of zich is totally based on the outside, on reacting to exterior things, he can't even begin to talk about avodah pratis. How can he begin to talk about avodah pratis, about private work? His whole muhus is directed towards the outside. So the Rebbe is saying over here that the first step that a person has to make before you begin to do what he's going to call later on das atzmeinu, of getting in touch with yourself and finding out what's going inside of you, but first you have to make a U-turn. You have to take a tractor trailer and make a huge U-turn, 180 degrees turn, to go start to look inside yourself, to live your life mitzad yourself, mitzad be'etzem, an absolute value of what you are be'etzem, not what you are in the eyes of other people, and not what you are in reaction to other people, not what you are in reaction to things going on outside of you, but be'etzem, what are you be'etzem? Now, a lot of you are saying to yourselves, I hope, well, what am I, Benson? Am I something else besides a being that wants food? Am I something else that wants to sleep? That means we have a lot of wants, by the way, desires. Some of them are ruchni, some of them are kashmi, some of them are emotional. But is there something to me besides the wants that I have? Is there something be'etzem? That's what he calls about olamenu hapnimi. And until a person realizes that, you don't exist b'chol. So there's nothing to work on, because you don't exist. You only exist after zevet, that this thing's going on around you. By the way, the entire world, the whole Western world today, the whole entertainment world, the whole thing called Hollywood, movies, TV, internet, the street, is all based, the people who run it, by the way, don't be mazalzel on them. Never even Zalzal Neyetzar, by the way. People who run it, we can always learn from our enemies. People who run the whole entertainment business, which ranges from the worst things down to the from concerts and Chalamoid, by the way. And I'm not discussing, we shouldn't go, it's not the topic over here, we're not discussing the halachal mice. You ask your local Orthodox rabbi if he's not at the concert. Yeah? And the idea of behind all of it, of keeping the island busy, right, is based on a very deep understanding of the Nefesh Adam. You should know the people who do advertising are big Bali Musa. You hear? And the people who understand the Nefesh Adam, the whole Hollywood, Hashem Yirachem, is based on understanding, don't leave the guy alone for a second. That means it's based on the fact that they know. What are they spending millions and hundreds of billions of dollars turning out schmutz and marriage guy and stupidity, right? Become average, mature people. The terrorists is, they know, they're a lot smarter than the people that they're serving, by the way. They know that the oilam can't be left alone for a second. Not a second, because they'll be left alone for a second, they'll go crazy. Because they have no jich. They have nothing to themselves. So, the people who make Shabbat Nachmu concerts, right? What's behind it? And you want to go, don't want to go, don't go, because we all have our needs not to be left alone for a minute, by the way. Don't misunderstand me. But what's behind it? Don't leave the island alone for 5 minutes. L'man Hashem, what's going to be? You got to keep them busy. After Abdullah, come here, then we go here, then we go there. The idea is not to be left alone for a second, because if you can be left alone, you're going to get depressed. You don't want to get depressed. Everyone wants to feel good about themselves. But nobody feels good about themselves because there's nothing going on. There has to be constant stimulus, constant action. The people who are running the world of entertainment understand this. And they're feeding an addiction to people, to the outside world, to outside stimuli. Constant, because you can't leave, there's nothing. If you leave them alone for a second, they'll just fall apart. And they'll be depressed. And they know that there's a constant need for it, because there's nothing inside. The inside's empty. You know that, you all know that, it's a horse called a klipa, right? You heard that before? Know that? Why is it called a klipa? Because only a shell, there's nothing inside. There's no pneumius, it's only chitzonius. The shell is the outside, but there's nothing inside be'etzim. Because that's the whole koyach. The whole koyach is chitzonius, but there's no neshama inside. There's no pneumius going on over here. And the whole world we live in, by the way, is directed to chitzonius. It's directed to describing chitzonius. It's directing to keep people busy constantly, not for a second. They shouldn't have a second to dig, to be alone by themselves. How much are we sucked into that world? About that we're not in that world, but how much that world has hashpa on us is the measure of how much avodah pratis a person is able to do. I mean, the person can't do avodah pratis if you're completely attached and mortgaged to a world which is based on chitzonius, which is a world based on exterior stimuli. That's the first thing. Zeis hoid, another thing. Another problem that we have with turning our objective look into ourselves. Kulanu trudin ba'olam ha'maisa. Everybody's busy doing, accomplishing. Musko rishon omer lanu, the Pashtus tells us, she'yesh laharbois b'maisim b'chol shitchei ha'chaim, to do as many activities and actions as we could b'chol shitchei ha'chaim, in all areas of the life. Livnois, to build. Balitza, to create. In the world, the male of the gamli bonus humanity, by doing and accomplishing, we will ourselves be built from that. Vesbasis boy, to base ourselves in the world, valimsa boy, and through that to find our place. For sure. That's for sure the atmosphere in the world. What are you doing with yourself? Whether it's in parnasa, whether it's in mitzvah, you have to do something, you have to accomplish, a person has to do. Ulam, but hamaimin hamamik. Somebody who is a believer, has a little bit of depth, chayv l'sbayin b'zeh, he has to have a deep sbayin b'zeh. Haloi, haboi yizborach, of course, b'ruchu manag esolomai. He runs the world. Haloi, hu kol yochol, he can do everything. V'lei niftzah mimenu, it's not held back from himself, l'hovi oylomai, to bring his world, lidei tu dosei, to its final purpose, gam biladei maseinu, without our actions. So Loma Efoy Maisim, what does the Kosh Baruch Hu need all our actions for? He needs help to run the world. The only answer could be Rakzeh. The answer is Tachlis Hayitzirahi, the purpose of creation, Mohavi Oisonu Lidei Shleimus, to bring us to Shleimus. The Shleimus, Rasi Merakayde Maisim, a person can only attain Shleimus by doing actions. That means this is another complete 180 degree change from the way we look at things. We look at that doing and accomplishing have a value for themselves. Says the Rebbe that cold mind, you look at things like that, then you're not going to be able to take a real look at yourself, because everything you do only has meaning that it's bringing you to Shleimus. The Maisa mitzad itself has no value, because Baruch Hu doesn't need your Maisa b'chal. Baruch Hu commanded without your tztaka, without your lulu, whatever, doesn't need your b'chal. It means a pasuk. Im chachamta You're smart, Chamtalach. Balatzta levatchatisa. You carry the achrayis for your chokhmah and for your latzanis. Im chatasa, im you sinned, matifal boy. What are you going to do to Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Rabu pishayecha. You do a lot of sins. Matasa loy. Im tzedakta, you did a lot of righteous things. Matitin loy. What are you going to do to Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Umami yotchat ikach. Habriya, the whole creation, muchuvenes, is directed ala adam. Tachlisa shal elav hamaisa yishleimus adam. The whole purpose of the Elohim HaMaisa is that a person should have Shleimus Adam. Now, that whole cook, that whole look is the opposite of the way we look at things. We're always looking for exterior activities, and when we do things, says the Ali Shor, we feel good about ourselves because we've accomplished. And he says that that has no value inside itself. Fakert, a person who is looking to make himself into a Shalom. Now, what in the world does that mean? Now, when you think about it, you get shocked for a second. What do you mean a Shalom? Shalom means I do the right thing. I did this, I did that, I put on tefillin, I wore tzitzis, I put on lulav. What does it mean that I became shalom? What do the words mean? It's not the actions. But he says, what do you mean actions? What's the question of your actions? Well, the answer is the actions are going to bring you to shleimus, correct? What does shleimus mean then? So what does shleimus mean? So the world we grew up in is based on doing, on accomplishing, on results. Results in gashmius, sure. Results in rovenius also. How many blood have you learned? How much money did you give to tzedakah? How many blood have you learned? I'm going to say something which sounds like apikorsis, but it's from the Aseres Adibus, what I'm going to say. It has no meaning, b'chal. If the how many blood do you learn didn't bring you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and wasn't done as part of a process of shleimus, yeah, if you learned 1,000 blood because you broke your body, and through that you became dovek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the 1,000 blood is 1,000 hours of breaking your body. If you learned 1,000 blood and you didn't get to any sort of shleimus, so I'm not going to say it has no value, but it's not the purpose. So you should learn 1,000 blood, learn 10,000 blood, 100 times, 101 times, the Gemara says. But it only has a value, not deters the accomplishment itself. Now, what I'm saying is very extreme. Very extreme. Why? And I want to cut down the extremism that there shouldn't be any confusion. A person has a need for accomplishment, and a person has a need for goals, and a person needs to feel good about himself. Well, that's true. What he's talking about is in a very extreme approach where that's all we look for. And that's all that gives us satisfaction. And that's all that has meaning. Kol's man, that's true, a person can't take a real look at himself and build his own inner world mitzad itself. So what he's saying over here is that before we start the Avodah Pratis, and we're going to see in the coming program, how do we find out what's going on inside of us, and how we fix ourselves, and how do we find out what our personal problems are. Before we get to that, a person has to start to direct his life towards himself. And for that, there are two ma'akvim to that. One ma'akv is that his whole sense of self is based on outside stimuli, chitzonius. And the second thing is that we have embedded in us that the only thing that gives meaning is actions that a person does. And those two things have to be addressed, that that's not the only thing that gives us value. In order for a person to be able to take a look at himself and see himself as a freestanding thing mitzad itself, you and your neshama, without reactions to other people, without wanting other things, and without doing anything, what are you be'etzim? When a person is able to start to look into that, then he'll be able to fix himself afterwards. Thank you.